Hi, listeners. My name is Usama and I'm a child reporter. Today I will be interviewing Dr. Mishka. Dr. Mishka Peterson is a pediatric registrar who is currently taking care of the pediatric COVID-19 ward at a Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. She will be sharing her experience of working in this ward. Before we start the interview, please note that we are recording over WhatsApp, so the quality might not be so great. Welcome, Dr. Mishka. Can you please tell us more about the COVID-19 ward at the Red Cross?
B1 is the designated pediatric COVID-19 ward at Red Cross Children's Hospital and houses both COVID-19 positive patients as well as any person under investigation for COVID-19 from both medical and surgical disciplines. This ward is quite different to the adult COVID setup, and thankfully we are not as busy and our patients have not been as sick. But by virtue of it being the COVID-19 ward, we are constantly reminded of the importance of personal protective equipment when managing any of our patients, irrespective of their COVID-19 status. The thought of being frontline is scary, but taking small steps daily, the necessary precautions to protect ourselves, staying vigilant at all times, and being practical is important, and this helps to maintain a sense of calm within the ward.
Working in this ward, how are the healthcare workers protecting themselves? What kind of PPE are they using? How are they protecting themselves from this virus?
Personal protective equipment starts with mindset. You have to acknowledge that the environment within which you are working is high risk. Having a team spirit and being empathic towards your fellow colleagues is of utmost importance. Each healthcare worker undergoes a health risk stratification by their supervisor to ensure that they are not placed at any added risk of contracting the condition. Temperature and symptom monitoring are done on a daily basis at the beginning and end of each shift. Knowing that you can only do the best for your patients if you first take care of yourself. We manage all our patients as COVID positive so as to prevent complacency within the ward. The kind of PPE used is largely dependent on the clinical situation, but basic hygiene principles go without saying. So good hand hygiene, social distancing, and basic health etiquette is practiced every single minute of the day throughout our time in the ward. Hand soap and hand sanitizers are readily available at each cubicle within the ward. We have aprons, masks, and non-sterile gloves readily available at the bedside of each cubicle. Specialized N95 masks have been individually fitted to ensure a good seal, and visors have been made available to each healthcare worker within the ward. We assist one another with placing of PPE as well as removing of PPE to ensure that this is done correctly and with the utmost precision and presence of mind.
What worries you about working on the front line?
To be honest, managing a team in a COVID ward is challenging. One must acknowledge the anxiety that exists, and this anxiety is variable among people, and then put in place structures that allow for each person to feel fully supported and understood during this time. The fear of contracting the condition and possibly being asymptomatic despite good PPE and conveying this virus to our families at home is a constant fear that we all have experienced. Living the oath we have taken to care for our patients as best as possible and weighing this against possibly being the reason for our own family members falling prey to this highly infectious virus is something that we all grapple with on a daily basis. But having a team with a common goal and carrying that compassion to not only our patients but to one another has made this so much easier.
How are you keeping yourself motivated during this difficult time?
Staying motivated has not been easy, but each day we wake up and we try a little more and we do a little better. Some days we left the ward feeling like we really managed well, and other days we left the ward feeling quite defeated. But through this adversity, we have grown as a team by having regular debriefing sessions to work through any challenging scenarios and using such opportunities to soundboard off one another. We also found that taking short coffee breaks, taking some walks sometimes for a few minutes, and ensuring lunch breaks has made an enormous difference to team morale. I also try bringing a positive energy and mindset to work each day and to celebrate small wins within the team, and this has helped to keep the team quite motivated.
What support systems are there for you in place?
So firstly, it is important to acknowledge that we work in a high-risk setting with a rapid patient turnover. And this setup places enormous strain on every member of the team. It has thus become imperative that we take time to check in on one another, that we make time to assist one another with doffing as well as with procedures, and that we remind one another to take breaks during the day so that we do not burn out. We find strength in each other, and that has been the most amazing experience thus far. Other readily available support structures at work are our senior colleagues or consultants, the COVID line, and ICAS. And these are quite easily accessible and have been used by quite a few members within our team.
Can you tell us more about how coronavirus will affect children?
If one has to compare the effect of COVID-19 on children versus adults, it is apparent that children are definitely less severely affected. We have noted that children do not follow the adult case definition, and COVID-positive patients by far have presented in variable ways and with varying levels of severity, with the majority of them being only mildly affected, thankfully.
What advice would you give to other healthcare workers?
What kind of advice would I be able to give other healthcare workers during this pandemic is that we are definitely living in a challenging time and we are journeying through uncharted territory. There's lots that is unknown around the condition. And naturally, the anxiety levels are quite high. But the anxiety levels do seem to settle a little as our understanding around the condition evolves and more is being learnt. So just to be mindful that the pandemic affects everyone in varying ways, and therefore to try and stay kind and supportive toward one another is fundamental in maintaining some sense of normality amidst the chaos. So to be reasonable in your approach by taking the needed precautions, as you can really only help other people if you first help yourself. Understand your own limitations when you actually need to seek help from other colleagues or more senior colleagues. And then finding outside work activities that still adhere to lockdown, but create a sense of calm in your life. Try and eat a balanced diet and exercise at least every second day if possible. And good sleep patterns, and these are all vital in maintaining a holistic approach to your own health. And by virtue of looking after yourself well, you are able to look after others even better.
What message would you like to give to parents and children?
If I could give any advice, it is that in the midst of a challenging time that has really brought about complete disruption of our daily life and what we once knew as normal, it is important to accept the reality of the pandemic, but to also try and maintain a sense of normality somehow. How can we achieve this? Practice a one day at a time approach. Focus on what we have control over and do those things well. Identify the positive aspects that has come about throughout this pandemic and place more focus on this. Be responsible and wise in our everyday decisions and actions by taking ownership of our role in the pandemic and how we can help mitigate change. Take care of others by being considerate, wear a mask, practice social distancing and good hand hygiene. And lastly, share a smile even when you wear a mask, as it definitely shows in your eyes.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
My team and I are quite grateful for the opportunity to share our current experiences of working within a COVID-19 pediatric ward for the past 3 months. We hope that you have found it useful and that it has shed some form of light on the current situation within the pediatric COVID-19 ward. Please stay safe. Stay calm, practice good hand hygiene, wear your mask and socially distance. And always remember that you can only really take care of anyone else if you first take good care of yourself. Until we meet again, Bye-bye.
Thanks for the interview. Thank you for taking your time and coming through, Dr. Mishka. We have learned a lot from your experience. This is Sama reporting for RX Radio.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio.